Exclusive, Representative Jason Smith, Impeachment Inquiry to Expedite Wider Biden Investigations. By Sean Moran on September 13, 2023. House Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Wednesday that the impeachment inquiry will expedite House Republicans' investigations of the wider Biden family. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, announced the formal launch of an impeachment inquiry into Biden for abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. The leader of the House said Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations against Biden. McCarthy said that Smith, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, and House Oversight Committee James Comer, RKY, will lead the inquiry. Smith explained that the announcement of the impeachment inquiry will speed up and expedite the process after the IRS, the Department of Justice, DOJ, the FBI, and the Secret Service have continued to stall regarding their investigations. The three chairmen have asked 13 federal employees to come before the committees for interviews. Smith lamented that the DOJ Attorney General Merrick Garland announced its special counsel, which he said is being used to obstruct a congressional investigation. Now the administration says Congress can't continue to work because of the special counsel's ongoing investigation that has left us with no choice but to open this impeachment inquiry to use our full congressional authority, he said. The Ways and Means chairman said that they will continue to investigate witnesses they have requested from the IRS and teased that they have received additional information from the IRS whistleblowers, although that information will have to be voted out of committee. An IRS employee who reportedly has knowledge of the federal probe into Hunter Biden testified behind closed doors to the Ways and Means Committee. A second employee testified privately this Tuesday, according to the Los Angeles Times. The White House, congressional Democrats, and media outlets sympathetic to Democrats have often claimed that there is no evidence to link President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. When asked if Chairman Jordan, Smith, and Comer would plan to subpoena any member of the Biden family, Smith said, "We're absolutely going to follow the facts where they lead us, and we're going to subpoena whoever is necessary to make sure that the American people get the answers to everything that they're wanting to know." Smith responded by saying that House Republicans have found credible evidence of wrongdoing. He explained, "You cannot dispute the facts. Simple as that." Before that, the testimony of the two IRS whistleblowers released in the end of June. President Biden consistently stood by his statements from when he was running for office, that he knew nothing about his son's business dealings. When we released that information, the next day, the White House started singing from a different tune, saying that the president was not involved in his son's business dealings. Think about this. We have text messages, we have emails, we have WhatsApp messages, we have the Hunter Biden laptop, all providing information tying the entire Biden family to the Biden family business dealings scheme. And this is what is quite interesting in itself. Just think about the video testimony. The video testimony of a Vice President Biden talking and bragging about demanding, the removal of a Ukrainian prosecutor that was investigating the corruption in Burisma, which is the company that his son just a few months earlier got put on the board and received more than $2 million in payments, and in that video that every American has seen numerous times in that video. The vice president at that time said they would withhold $1 billion unless it went to the prosecutor, and guess what? In 6 hours that prosecutor was removed. And that's the same prosecutor that was investigating the company of the board that his son was put on. Give me a break. There were smoke, there's fire. A huge problem here. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.